In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All of us have complete control over what we turn our attention to, what we turn our mind to. And depending on what we do turn our attention to, what we do perceive and consider and think about in our minds, so our eye, according to what Jesus Christ is telling us, will either fill us with light or with darkness. Saint Nikolai of Mirovic, in his sermon for this day, says bluntly, the more concerned you are for yourself, the less God will be concerned for you. We human beings have the capacity, unlike the other created things of the earth, to turn our attention, to turn our mind, to turn our concern on things that are higher than the need of our bodies for food and the basic necessities to keep the body alive. Consider the birds of the air. They toil not, neither do they spin, but your Father takes care of them. Not their Father. God is their creator. He created all of the world and all of the living things of the earth. He created the birds of the air, the lilies of the field. But Jesus says, your Father gives them what they need. Your Father, our Father, the Father of those human beings who have been called to be at one with Christ God and live as true human beings, not like animals constantly concerned with the world. When we turn toward the world and turn away from God, our eye, our mind, fills us with darkness. The only source of light for a human being to make their way in the world as a human being and not as an animal who is constantly only concerned about keeping body and soul together. It's not so bad for them. They get together what they need, they survive. But we are called to something higher. And so once we have what we need together, we continue in our darkness to be turned toward the world, to be concerned with ourselves, not with God, not with others. And we begin to accumulate more and more to try to fill the emptiness, to try to have some kind of sense of security in the darkness, because we have turned away from the only source of light. St. Paul says that we have the mind of Christ. We don't have the mind of one of the animals of the forest or the jungle or the desert. We have the mind of Christ. If we had the mind of an animal of the forest or of the desert or of the jungle, then we would set about spending our entire lives accumulating more and more and more of what we already have. The body is satisfied. The needs are taken care of. And do we then turn toward the source of light so that our bodies can be filled with light? So that we can have the vision, the ability to see things for the way they actually are. No, we continue to accumulate more and we are concerned constantly about what's going to happen next, what's going to happen down the line, as if there were no, and for us there is no, God, if we live like that. God supplies the animals with the things that they need. God supplies us our animal necessities, and far beyond, because we are meant to have far beyond our animal necessities. But if we devote our lives to accumulating more and more and glorifying ourselves and making it darker and darker inside of ourselves, then what have we got but the darkness? The more we are concerned with ourselves, the less God is concerned with us. St. Nikolai, Bishop Nikolai, says that it is only the mind of Christ, only the eyes of Christ, that can see clearly. All other eyes, mine, yours, those of any other human being, are like spectacles, he says, that distort. They make things that are far away seem close. We're always worried about the future, what's going to happen next. They make things that are close seem far away. We ignore the things right before us that need to be done, that need to be taken care of, but because we're concerned about things far away. We have the distortion of making things that are small seem great. The least of things are the things that loom largest in our concern and in our mind. And the things that are most important, of ultimate importance, seem small by comparison, because we have eyes that distort the value, the importance, the closeness, and the distance of things. Only the eyes of Christ, only the mind of Christ, sees true and clear. And we have access to the mind of Christ, not as isolated individuals. One Christian is no Christian. To be a Christian, to be someone who sees clearly with the mind of Christ, we remember that we are not created in isolation so that we can live our lives in fear, constantly concerned about my welfare. That's not the reality of things. That's how things seem to us when we turn away from God. The reality of things is that each one of us is part of the other. All of us are created by God to be at one with one another and at one with Him. I don't have the mind of Christ. You don't have the mind of Christ. No individual human being, or even no individual saint, has the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. When we forget about ourselves, forget about our fears on behalf of my individual body and the things that belong to me, or my family as though I am the Lord of the earth and they are my kingdom. Once we get rid of that sense of isolation and realize that it is we Christians, who have been given the mind of Christ, who have been sent the gift of the Holy Spirit, so that we can live at one with God the Father through Christ, who has brought us unto Himself, brought us close to Himself, who considers us, makes us His brothers and His sisters. We can have the mind of Christ. And each day in prayer, our task is to go before God, stand in the presence of God, and receive that light. This time of year, people go to the beach and they lay out in the beach and they receive the light. They get a tan. Our daily prayer is more like that than we realize. We need to stand in the presence of Christ, open our hearts to Him, and remember that we can only see throughout the day clearly if we have the mind of Christ. If we cast off our primary concern for the world and for ourselves in isolation from others. In prayer, we join ourselves together in the morning, just as we join together when we come to the divine liturgy and do the divine liturgy together and receive the body and blood of Christ together, because we are His body and His blood, the blood of divine life, runs through our veins. Not as isolated individuals do we receive together. And together we can have the mind of Christ. Together we can remember that to be a conscious human being with the capacity to choose what we are going to attend to means that we, among all of God's creation, have the freedom to be able to turn our attention toward God. And through Christ His Son, we are able to live the new life that He has given us to live. But we must not forget that we are not simply the highest of the animals. We are created in the image and likeness of God, and we cannot live our lives in the darkness. We need to open our eyes to the light of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.